financial support to families who have lost children aged 6 and under. Founded in honor of Preston Jobey, the foundation aims to help grieving families cope with their loss through various forms of assistance, including counseling services, financial aid for funeral expenses, and resources to aid in the healing process. The foundation's mission is to offer support during one of life's most challenging times, ensuring that families do not have to navigate their grief alone.
The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the program's participants and do not necessarily reflect those of station staff, management, and advertisers.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday morning. We now have the Kentucky Derby field, and we're going to get right into that in just a moment or two. I want to welcome everybody watching and listening. Of course, we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. And we welcome you to the show. Don't forget, come Wednesday, the Kentucky Derby preview show will only be on the YouTube South Point streaming network. Keep that in mind. And, of course, we welcome all of our listeners that may be listening on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, all our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered with the apps. Get the KSHP app to listen through the radio station, the YouTube app. Of course, you can see and hear us at YouTube and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. All right, they did it yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, right in the midst of the opening racing card at Churchill Downs, they drew for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. There'll be, as always, when you have 20 horses in a random draw like they do for the Derby, there's always going to be some guys that are happy with their post position and some who are not. We'll get into that with Jonathan Ardoon and John Lendo a little bit later on. But what we want to remind you of, all of the great Kentucky Derby events that will be happening here at the South Point this coming week. As I said, on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we'll have our Kentucky Derby special, all right, presented here at the South Point Studios. The Kentucky Derby special will have our handicappers, our normal race day handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, Rich Eng, and Jerry Jackowitz going over the Derby and some key races that are also on Derby Day. And, of course, our other handicappers here at the South Point, Chris Andrews, the sports director, who is a racing fan personified. We have Vinny Mugliolo, who's been a racing fan all of his life. He is the sports, he's one of the big odds makers here. And, of course, we will have other guests as well. Dwayne Carlucci, that we have on every Wednesday for our regular shows from the Rampart. He'll be here giving his handicapping as well because he's a horse player as well. All of the sports guys here are great. They're horse players for all of their lives. So we're going to have them on to talk about that. Alex White, we're going to have her to give us the ladies' view, ladies' handicapping. Alex White, of course, a big, huge sports handicapper and successful at that as well. So Alex, she's part of the Sports by the Book crew. She'll be here to analyze the Derby for us as well from a women's point of view. And then, of course, maybe a few other guest handicappers that we don't know about yet. We'll wait and see. And, of course, we're going to have a giveaway. We're going to be giving away some South Point buffet dinners or breakfasts, whatever you want. You'll have a coupon for the South Point buffet. We'll be giving it away with some questions. The questions will be on the history about the Kentucky Derby, and all you have to do is it'll be for subscribers of the chat room. Now, you go to the chat room on YouTube. You can do it right now, today. And when you get to our page and you see the chat room, if you want to get in on the chatting, you have to subscribe. A subscription is free. So all you have to do is subscribe, and then you'll be in the chat room. Of course, the ones that are in the chat room already and the ones that have already subscribed. You go to the chat room on that afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon, while we're doing the show, as we ask the questions. You will put on the chat as soon as we get the first correct answer of each one on the chat. That person will win the South Point buffet for two here at the South Point. And I think we got about four or five questions we'll be asking throughout the show. So it'll be a lot of fun for the Wednesday preview show, and that'll happen at 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific time, here at the South Point Studios streaming network. Now, we get to Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day. Kentucky Oaks, big day of racing on the Kentucky Oaks Day. And, of course, at the end of that racing card and the Southern California races at 6 o'clock in the evening, we will be back in the Grand View Lounge. That's the lounge that sits right next to the book. It's for entertainment in the evenings, but we're going to take it over on Friday night at 6 p.m. In-house handicapper John Lendo, along with Jonathan Ardoon, will be back on stage with me. We'll go over the Kentucky Derby. We're going to go over each horse in the Kentucky Derby and then, of course, wrap up the Kentucky Derby with their picks. And then, of course, any key races that'll happen on Derby Day, because there's a lot of great stakes races, especially the Pat Day Mile that I want to get into with our handicappers. And that'll be on Friday night, right after the Oaks Day, Friday night. And that, of course, is the 2nd of May at 6 p.m. in the Grand View Lounge. You can come in and relax, and it's got all that lounge atmosphere. We get the table and have a drink or two, whatever you want. And if we have time, We will be doing a little question and answer session as well there. And then after all of this work is done, it's time to party hardy and enjoy the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. And that'll happen on Derby Day in the big exhibit hall here at the South Point. Big banquet tables. Bring your friends. You can sit anywhere from 8 to 10 people around the banquet table. It's great. You'll have a bank of betting windows, live betting windows. You can have live kiosk betting if you want to as well. There'll be kiosks up here, and there'll be food and beverages. Of course, the food and beverage always at a discount price on big days. And huge movie theater big screens that you can watch all of the action all day long. You can bet all the races that are available, plus the races at Churchill Downs, and of course the Kentucky Derby. And we're going to have a Kentucky Derby hat contest. So bring your best hat, bring your best lady with her best hat, and get into the hat contest. The hat contest will have cash prizes for the best hats. A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last year. And boy, I'm going to tell you, they came with some really neat hats, as they do at Churchill Downs. We got them here, too, for the hat contest. It all happens this week. Wednesday, 3 o'clock here for the preview show. Friday, right after the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing in the Grandview Lounge. And, of course, Kentucky Derby Saturday in the exhibit hall here at the South Point. Everything I just told you about, including parking your car in the parking lot, is free because we want to enjoy America's greatest day of racing, America's day at the races, and, of course, America's most famous horse race, the Kentucky Derby. All righty. Now we got that out of the way. I'm going to take a look quickly at some of the stuff that happened yesterday before we go to our first break, get you your racing menu, and then I want to get into the Kentucky Derby and, if we have time, the Kentucky Oaks fields as well as they were drawn yesterday. So, looking at yesterday at Churchill Downs on its opening night, they started at 2 o'clock Pacific time, so it was an evening card there. And at Churchill Downs yesterday, the first race won by Jose Ortiz and Joe Sharp, paying $6.54. Irad, brother Irad, won the second race for Graham Motion and paid $3.18. And then Irad was the first one to have more than one winner at Churchill Downs. He won his second race of the day in the fourth race for Greg Foley at $13.56. Mike Maker, who won a race at Churchill and won a race, I believe, at Aqueduct and won a race at Oaklawn Park. So he's all over the place yesterday, Mike Maker. But in any case, he won his race at Churchill Downs in the fifth race with a $4.02 winner. Then Luis Saez got his first of back-to-back wins in the eighth race aboard a Rudolph Brissett trainee, paying $14.98. And we followed that up with the ninth race winner. That was the Roxalana Stakes. He won the Roxalana with Minx Palace. Minx Palace for Eddie Keneally paid $10.06 for Saez's second win, outrunning Tripolino, who was a fast-closing second, and Harbor Springs, who finished third. And, of course, Jose Ortiz won the first race. He bookended the Knights card by winning the last race for his second winner for Kenny McPeak, paying $6.72. And that's how it went yesterday at Churchill Downs. At Aqueduct yesterday, Manny Franco got in three wins on the card. He won the first of his three wins in the fourth race at $4.90. He came back in the eighth race for Rob Atrus, paying $6.90, and then in the 10th and final race for Mike Maker, who won that race at Aqueduct, paying $7.40. Javier Castellano had a couple of winners. He won the Woodhaven Stakes aboard Dream On for Mark Cassie, paying $10 even, outrunning Septenarian and Sounds Like a Plan in that stakes race feature. And then he came back in the ninth race with Bobby M's Girl for David Duggan, paying $6.40. And, of course, yesterday, that was how it went yesterday at Aqueduct. Santa Anita yesterday, Mike Smith and Richard Mandela teamed up, the two Hall of Famers teamed up to win the first race at Santa Anita and paid $50.40. How about that? Tiago Piera won his first race of the day and the second race for Karen Headley, paying $9.40. Third race winner paid $10 even. Fourth race winner paid $14 even. That was Armando Arjuso's first win of the day for Craig DeLassi. And the fifth race winner paid $18.20. I'm giving you the prices because the early pick five, those prices, the early pick five at Santa Anita yesterday paid $29,765.80. Yeah, at Santa Anita. And then we went to the second pick five. Actually, it started out with the pick six, sixth race. Tiago Piero, second winner for Ian Kruljak, paying $12.60. We came to the Royal Heroine Stakes in the seventh race, where Public Assembly wins for Antonio Freisu and Phil D'Amato. Phil D'Amato finished first and second in this turf feature. His Son of a Hill finished second, and Sneaker finished third. $18 for the win there. And then we went on to the eighth race. Armando Ayuso's second win for John Sadler paid a $2.80 as the big favorite in the eighth race. Hector Barrios checked in with a win, and yes, it was on the turf in the ninth race, with Clissot paying $8.20 for George Papadromo. And then Peter Miller wrapped up with the 10th race winner. Sean McCarthy had a $38 winner in the last race. And there was one ticket, that hit the pick six at Santa Anita yesterday, paying $66,348. Great handicapping on that one, that's for sure. And yes, it continues at Oaklawn Park. The early pick five, $5 even, $10.80, $84.60, $9 even, and $17.80 produced a pick five for 50 cents that paid $37,923.05. Mike Maker won the ninth race at Oaklawn, so he wins races at Santa Anita Aqueduct. Churchill Aqueduct and Oaklawn yesterday. His Oaklawn winner paid $5 even in the ninth race, and the featured Dig a Diamond Stakes won by Majestic Oops for Abel Cedillo. Dan Ward trains there, $21.60, outrunning Hoosier Philly, the big favorite in the race, and in Just My Heels, who finished third. And Emmanuel Esquivel won two races. He won the sixth race at 6:40, came back in the last race paying $8.80. That's what happened yesterday around the country at the big racetracks. Okay, that's it. Time to now concentrate on the Kentucky Derby, the post-position draw. What do our handicappers think at first thoughts after that draw yesterday? We'll find out right after the first break. We'll get our racing menu and then off to the races with our handicappers on this Sunday before the Derby. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. Gotta tell you, wearing a sweater again. Why? Because it got cold out here in Las Vegas again. It was in the 40s overnight, and right now we're expecting to top off at 70 degrees today in Las Vegas, and we're going to get that cool front moving out as the week progresses next week. Hopefully, that's for sure. Temperatures around the country, New York 60 degrees, partly sunny and partly cloudy there. Miami has 82. Chicago, sunny and 65. Los Angeles, 62 degrees. And in Phoenix, Arizona, 78 and sunny. Here in Las Vegas, we'll get up to just about 70 degrees today. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the books, that's for sure. As far as precipitation around the country, Just a little bit in Northern California, and then a lot going over Mississippi and Illinois. You got some up near the Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Great Lakes area. And the rest of the bad, as far as even snow, some is way up in the northeast by Maine and in Canada up there. Everything else is clear. So here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers, reminding you, as we always do, first post times we broadcast each and every day on this show are that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone, we know you are, a lot of you, just tweak the first post times for you from your time zone to the Pacific time zone. Then you'll be all set. You'll be ready. You won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races today, and their first post time is at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel Park today. Choking up a little bit here. Next comes Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time today of 9 races. 9 races at Tampa Bay with 9:25 as their first post time. Their pick six jackpot carry over $3,671. Next comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover now stands at $151,084. $151,084 in the Pick Six jackpot at Gulfstream. 10 races and the first post time of 9:50. 9:50 first post there. Woodbine, day two of the Woodbine meet. They just started yesterday. 8 races today at Woodbine. They have carryovers, too, from the first day. Pick Six jackpot carryover $2,995. And a Super High Five jackpot carryover of $3,747. First post time at Woodbine for 8 races, 10:05. Then we go to the Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Aqueduct's first post time is set at 10:10. 10:10 at Aqueduct. Their feature race is the Memories of Silver Stakes. That'll be the 8th race on the card. And it's at a mile on the inner turf course. And as far as Aqueduct is concerned right now, it's cloudy, 52 degrees. Track is fast. The outer and inner turf courses are both labeled good. Okay? The outer turf course will only host the 4th race. 4th race on the outer turf course. The inner turf course will host the Memory of Silvers. That's the inner turf course. And the other races come off the turf. Races 5 and 9 will come off the turf at New York today at Aqueduct. First post time for their 9 races is set at 10:10, and the Memory of Silvers has 10 in it, and the 8-5 favorite there is Bernie and the Rose. First post time, Aqueduct, is at 10:10. 10:10 at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. The feature is the $150,000 Natural State Breeders Stakes. That's the 9th on the card. 9-5 favorite there is Cantex in a field of 10. First post time at Oaklawn set at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn. Hawthorne Racecourse has 7 races. Their pick six carryover, $5,153. First post time at Hawthorne is set at 12:40 for their 7 races. Santa Anita gets underway today. Santa Anita has 11 races. First post time is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Their feature race is the Senorita. The Senorita is for 3-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. And that race sees 7 go to the post in that one. And the favorite there is 2-1, and that is Chloe breaking from the rail. Luis Saez comes in to ride in the Senorita today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita. They have a Super High Five carryover, by the way, of $8,273. Emerald Downs, opening day at Emerald Downs in the Great Northwest. 7 races and a first post time at Emerald Downs at 1:50. They have small fields there at Emerald. Not one race has more than 7 horses in it, but they're going at Emeralds today with an opening day first post time at 1:50. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos. 10 races. Got a thoroughbred race, 3-quarter horse and thoroughbred mixed, and then 6-quarter horse races at Los Al, and a first post time at Los Alamitos set at 6:40. And you know what they do at Los Al on Sundays. If they don't have a carryover in the pick six, which they don't today, they will seed the pick six pool at 10 grand. So there's already $10,000 sitting in the pick six pool tonight at Los Alamitos. All right, that's the menu for today. Let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. I'll bet you he's anxious to talk about some of those post positions in the Kentucky Derby.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put up the on the screen the how it was drawn, and then we'll talk about it after. Number one, Citizen Bull got post one, Martin Garcia riding for Bob Baffert. Number two is Neil Equus. Flavian Pratt is going to ride for Safi Joseph Jr. This is, of course, if Baeza does not get in the field, Pratt will be aboard Neil Equus. Number three is Final Gambit. Of course, Luan Machado riding for Brad Cox. Number four, Rodriguez. Mike Smith riding for Bob Baffert. Number five is American Promise. Nick Juarez for Dwayne Lucas, the coach. By the way, the coach is he's back in the Derby again. That's great. Number six is Admire Daytona. And Christophe Lamar riding for Yukihiro Kato. The seven is Luxor Cafe, the other Japanese horse. Joan Maria riding for Norio Hori. The eight is Journalism. This is the favorite. Journalism got a great post. Number eight, Umberto Rispoli riding for Mike McCarthy, 3-1 on the morning line, and that is the favorite on the morning line. Number nine is Burnham Square, Ian Wilkes with Brian Hernandez riding. Number 10 is Grande, John Velasquez riding for Todd Pletcher, and of course Mike Rapoli. The 11 is Flying Mohawk, Jose Ramos riding for Whit Bickman. Number 12 is East Avenue, Manny Franco aboard for Brendan Walsh. The 13 is Publisher, Steve Asmussen, the trainer, Irette Ortiz Jr., the rider. Number four is Tiztastic. Again, Steve Asmussen, the trainer. So his two horses will break right next to each other. Joel Rosario has the assignment on Tiztastic. The 15 is Render Judgment, Julian Le Peru for Kenny McPeak. The 16 is Cole Battle, Juan Vargas for Lonnie Breeley. The 17 is Sandman, Jose Ortiz for Mark Cassie. The 18 is Sovereignty, Junior Alvarado riding for Bill Mott. The 19 is Chunk of Gold, Jareth Loveberry for Ethan West. The 20 is Owen Almighty, breaks from the outside. Javier Castellano riding for Brian Lynch. If any one of these horses don't make the field by scratch time on Saturday morning, then number 21 gets in the field, and that is Baeza. John Sheriff's the trainer there. Flavian Pratt will ride Baeza if he gets into the race, and he's waiting for one of those rich strikes type of years for him to get in. That's the field. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, keep one thing in mind. If Baeza does get in, he's going to end up in post 20, so that's not the greatest post, but obviously they want to get in. Baffert really got the raw end of the deal. They gave Citizen Bull the rail, and they gave Rodriguez the four. So I think that Citizen Bull's going to have no choice but to go from the inside, and he's got the rail. Everybody knows how bad that is. But they do have a new gate the last couple of years. Supposedly it's not as bad, but you never want to be drawn inside with 19 horses outside of you, especially when you're speed and you have to go, because he's going to have to commit going into that first turn. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, Rodriguez's speed right outside him, and obviously the two Baffert horses are not going to knock heads. So I would assume that a Citizen Bull is going to go, and I would guess that Rodriguez is going to lay off his flank, and maybe he'll even float wide going into that first turn. Everybody knows there's race going on in these races. So.
Well, the Kentucky Derby, I mean, that's 2 minutes of any the closest thing you'll ever get to a rodeo without getting an inquiry or an objection sign. But it's a race they give a lot of latitude to the jockeys and the horses. In any case, Citizen Bull is one of the speed horses. Rodriguez, I saw an interview with Mike Smith yesterday, and Mike Smith said he doesn't need the lead. He's got a natural speed coming out of the gate, so he's going to play the break. At least that's what Mike Smith says. Until, of course, Baffert, I'm sure, gives him instructions in the paddock. But Owen Almighty is almost a cinch to go for the lead from the outside. He has no other choice. And outside of that, I think there'll be a lot of jockeys, a lot of horses that have horses that possess a little natural speed but don't want to be on the lead because they know those speed horses will go. And there might be quite a bit of a log jam, even with a quarter-mile run to the first turn, for these guys trying to get a position to be a fourth or fifth or sixth or a second, you know, or third or fourth, you know. So that's going to be interesting.
And it's interesting that the favorite in the race drew one of the best post positions you could get. I mean, journalism drew the eight. I'm sure if they had a choice, they would have chosen anywhere from 7 to 14. And he gets the eight post. So not only is he the favorite and maybe the horse to beat, but he also drew the best post. Burnham Square is going to be the interesting horse at a price to me. I mean, obviously, it's still early and got to do some digging. But you're getting 12 to 1, and he's drawn right outside journalism. And he also will get a setup as far as pace is concerned. And Brian Hernandez, like we saw last year, certainly knows how to ride the Derby.
Well, we do know that, that's for sure. And from his great ride last year in the Derby.
On Mr. Penn.
Yeah, he was on Mr. Penn. Rolled up.
Came up the inside and never left the rail. And, you know, he may have the same plan in mind this year.
Well, I know one thing. That ride and saving ground on the rail gave Mystic Dan the win for sure. Otherwise, he doesn't get the win.
Not even a question, Ralph. It was his ride that won the Derby.
There are going to be some interesting long shots in this race. For example, Grande, you know, has the high-profile Mike Rapoli as the owner. The trainer, of course, is Todd Pletcher. John Velasquez has won a couple of Derbies. He breaks from the post 10, which isn't bad. And he doesn't. He's a horse that has enough early foot.
Yes, tactical speed. He's going to find a spot going into the first turn, and he's going to drop over. And you know, everyone's going to have the same idea. Unfortunately, in a 20-horse field, you're always going to come up with something, and who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to. Some of the jocks that are on these tactical horses are going to have to make a decision. Do they want to keep bulling their way in there, and maybe get the horse excited, etc., and start. You know, getting on the bit and all of a sudden he's out there with the leaders, or the jockey makes a decision right about the finish line going into the turn, says, listen, I ain't getting anywhere, so I'm going to drop back and see if I can save some ground, you know, and these jocks are going to have to make a decision as much when they turn for home as they are coming by the stands, those famous twin spires the first time around. But, you know, you got some interesting long shots. Tistastic is 20 to 1 on the morning line. That maiden of Steve Asmussen, who he thinks has shown enough talent and enough bottom to run in the Kentucky Derby. Publisher is 20 to 1. East Avenue, which, of course, is going to be, you got to think he's going to be close to the lead, right, or on the lead.
He's going to be part of the pace, no question about it, as is Owen Almighty. I know they think they're going to be able to rate Owen Almighty, but from the 20 post, he's got enough speed just to get in trouble. He's going to leave a little bit and try to rate, but it's hard to teach a horse a new trick in a 20-horse field on Derby Day.
So you believe from your conversation, and this is, of course, the first look at this. We'll be getting into it more as the week goes by. But you believe out of all the horses in the race, quite naturally, the one post and the 20 post, Citizen Bull and Owen Almighty got the worst shake.
Well, yeah, that's what I believe. And I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick look at the Kentucky Oaks field, because although you can get 20 in the Kentucky Oaks, there were only 14 that entered in the race. And the big favorite, the morning line favorite at 6-5, Good Cheer, with Luis Saez, is going to break from post 11. That is not so bad. Of course, it is an eighth of a mile shorter than the Kentucky Derby at a mile and one-eighth. So the first turn's going to come up an eighth of a mile sooner in the configuration of the racetrack. But it looks like Good Cheer kind of almost towers over the rest of the fillies, although all of the other fillies are accomplished. From the rail out early on, Simply Joking gets the 2, Fondly the 3, Drexel Hill the 4, Quick Kick is the 5, Ballerina D'Oro is the 6, La Cara, who is expected to go to the lead, Dylan Davis from Mark Cassie breaks from the 7 pole, number 8 is 5G, then you have Tenma at 9, Take Charge M'Lady will be at the number 10, Good Cheer will, as I said, breaks from the 11 post. The 12 is Anna's Promise. The 13 is Bless the Broken. And the 14 is Quiet Side. Looks like Quiet Side might have a little bit of a maneuver to get to the first turn in good order.
Well, the interesting thing is Goodchair is undefeated. She's never lost. However, on the figures, you know, maybe she just runs what she has to run to win, but she does not tower over the field as far as figures are concerned. And she's 6-5. You know, it's going to be, and she really has a tough post. I mean, you know, you don't want to be that far out. And she's a short price, so there's really not much value with her. Obviously, you would like to try to beat her, but I didn't look at that race yet. I did look at the Derby. Uh-huh. I'll get back to the Oaks. We have 2 days to dig in, and dig in some more.
Yes, and keep digging. That's absolutely for sure. But in any case, it's going to be really a lot of fun on Derby Day, and a big day of racing for sure on Derby Day with all of those great races. And, of course, the Pat Day, which is going to be one of the undercard stakes races. I'm looking to see what position the Pat Day has here as I move through all the entries and all the things that we have to go here. But the Pat Day is going to be one heck of a race, I do believe, because a lot of the horses that don't make the Derby obviously opted for the Pat Day. Now, in the Pat Day, you've got Matican Road, Built, California Burrito, all three horses, all three connections that we're hoping to get into the Kentucky Derby. You've got Smoke Wicked, Gate to Wire, Gaming shows up in this race for Bob Baffert, Macho Music, Innovator, and Perfect Force. That's the field for the Pat Day. A quick thought, just by the names alone, going to be a tough race, huh?
It is going to be a tough race, Ralph. Again, another race that I didn't look at, but there are horses in that race that obviously could have run in the Derby. Well, I guess they came up points short, so they're not able to run in the Derby, but they all had Derby intentions. It's going to be a terrific race, and there are just a bunch of great stake races. It's really like a Breeders' Cup card, and all condensed into one day. Well, actually, Friday they're going to run also the Oaks, and they have the Ali Sheba on Friday that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
One race is better than the next. It's really a terrific day for horse players and for gamblers.
All I can say is, Jonathan, is going to be one heck of a great week for horse players. You know, we have seen and bet on a lot of anemic cards over the months or so, but we're going to get it all. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun all week long. Talking about and trying to figure out the Kentucky Derby, and we're only just begun. And
we're going to have a terrific show on Wednesday, Ralph. I mean, you know, people are going to get an opportunity to tune in and get Friday selections before they run, so that's going to be good, and the players should take advantage of it.
Yes, and that is exactly why I wanted to position it on Wednesday, knowing that we were going to get all the past performances and the field sizes, post positions and all that early in the week. Wanted to do it on Wednesday and, get ready and set to go for the whole week. It starts out on Tuesday. Churchill Downs will have a Tuesday card. They won't have a racing card today. They started yesterday. They're off today. They come back on Tuesday. And, of course, Wednesday, they call it Wednesday, W-I-N-S day. Thursday, of course, is Thurby Day, T-H-U-R-B-Y day. And of course, Oaks Day remains Oaks Day, and Derby Day remains Derby Day. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Let's see if we can start building a bankroll today. Where are we going first?
All right, Ralph. Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the third race today. By the way, two races are off the turf. Two races 4 and 8 remain on the grass. The other two turf races are off the turf. Again, a lot of rain yesterday. So the track will be good today. It's really chilly, and they say it's 60 degrees, but it's windy and it's cold, to be honest with you. Let's look at the third race today at Aqueduct, 6 furlongs on the main track. Number 3 on the hill, a 6-year-old gelding from the James Bond barn, Javier Castellano aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 3 on the hill to win today's third race out at Aqueduct.
All right, third race at Aqueduct, number 3, easy to remember, on the hill, the 3 and the 3rd at the big A. And where do we go next?
Santa Anita, 11th and final, a mile on the turf. And I really like the number 1 horse in here, Anan. This is a horse from the Alex Barbera barn. I love the rider switch today to Hector Barrios, 5-1 on the morning line. This horse is going to work out a terrific trip in here. Barrios moves up all these horses on the grass. Number 1, Anan, 5-1 on the morning line, sends you home a winner in today's 11th and final out at Santa Anita.
Well, you got Hector Barrios on the turf. Nuff said. That's all you have to say. 11th race, the 1, Anan. the 1 in the 11th race at Santa Anita. Full sheets today you have for Santa Anita Aqueduct and at Oaklawn.
JONHJRDOON.com.
Okay. Well, we heard in the background where your significant other is cooking a nice breakfast, so enjoy, and we will talk to you. We'll see you here on Wednesday.
We'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you, Ralph.
Well, hold on a second. We'll see you here Wednesday for the show in the afternoon, but you'll still be with us in the morning via satellite, right?
Oh, no, I'll be flying. I leave at 8 a.m.
Okay, then you will leave us pics then.
Yes, I will email them or text them.
Well, I can't see why you can't do it from the plane, for goodness sakes.
I'll try.
Never mind. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Safe.
Thank you.
Have safe travels. By the way, feed your dog, too. Bye. All right. We'll be right back with Rich Eng standing by. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. Starting to absorb the post positions and all that, and for the Derby and the Oaks, and we've got a whole week to go yet. Let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, now, Richie, the Daily Racing Form's got all that information. Start printing the Derby preview.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but they have to wait for the program numbers and the morning line odds to come out of Churchill Downs, and they got to typeset everything, and it takes time. They're working hard on it, Ralph. We'll print on Monday night. It'll be available Tuesday morning at all locations where you can pick up your daily racing form.
But if people want to get a little bit of head start on that before all those last things are in there, well, of course, they can always get a sheet that has the post positions and the morning line odds, and then put it together with getting the past performances right now off of the internet from Daily Racing Form, right?
Yeah, I did glance at the draw, and I did glance at the early PPs that are available online right now. They don't have program numbers. They don't have the morning line, but they've got the past performances of all the horses and all the races for both the Oaks and the Derby Day. So if you have a Daily Racing Form online account, you can actually take a look at them right now.
Well, I know that you took a glance at them because you were a little bit preoccupied at that time yesterday, but you'll get it all together and head on out. And you've got a lot of work ahead of you because you're going to be doing extensive handicapping for the Kentucky Oaks Day and the Kentucky Derby Day, as well as Southern California and Santa Anita this week, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing my annual report for Oaks full card, Derby full card. Uh-huh. Usually it's about 6, 7, 8 pages for Brisnet.com, and it will be available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website, Ralph. $20 per report, so $40 for both. But they've proven to be very profitable in the past, and usually I have a lot of repeat business, which I think is proof in the pudding. And I guess if I could make an editorial comment for what I've seen so far, Ralph, and I took a glance at it last night before I went to sleep. Uh-huh. But, you know, the way I handicap speed horses, I mark down in my pen S1 for speed. And right now I've got six horses out of the 20 that I consider S1s. I'll share them with you, your listeners. This doesn't mean that all of them are going to send, but but it says that most of them like to be either on the lead or very close to the lead to run their best. The S1s for me are the 1 Citizen Bull, the 2 Neo Equus, the 4 Rodriguez, the 5 American Promise, the 12 East Avenue, and the 20 Owen Almighty. To me, Ralph, that's enough ammunition to guarantee an honest pace, because even if all six don't go, there's a pretty good chance 3 of them are going to go, and that's going to create some speed on the front end.
Yes, and that's just the first blush, folks. And, of course, Richie will be with us on the handicapping the South Point Race Day Kentucky Derby special on Wednesday night here at 3 p.m. Remember, you can only get it on the YouTube streaming network here at the South Point. All right, Rich, let's get a winner, and we'll let you get started with your morning activities.
Yeah, let's take a look at the opener. It's a marathon distance, mile and a quarter on the grass. Let's go with the number 6, Mizzy Ann, the 5-2 in the morning line, Umberto Rispoli. This horse ran like a horse. He was just a little bit short, was forwardly placed throughout, and then kind of got a little tired the last 100 yards, but I think should be a little tighter for Michael McCarthy. We'll go with the 6, Mizzy Ann, to win the marathon, race 1.
All right, and that is, of course, at Santa Anita. Santa Anita's first race, 1 o'clock, number 6, Mizzy Ann, the 6 in the first race. Got a single for the early pick 5 there from Richie, number 6 in the first. Get the rest right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Richie's selections for all the races today at Santa Anita. We will talk to you on Wednesday morning, Rich.
Hey, sounds good, Ralph. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to take a quick break because John Lendo has pulled alongside of the road on his venture back to Southern California, and he's coming up next for us. He's not driving. He's on the side of the road waiting to report to us. So we'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and everybody's chatting away on the chat box. Don't forget, you need to be in the chat box to win some of those comp buffet dinners, breakfast or lunch, whatever you want, on the Wednesday afternoon show. All right, time to get out to John Lendo standing by on the side of the road. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing. Are you making good time on the road there?
Yeah, actually pretty close to home. I'm in Oceanside, so pretty close, and got the beach in the view, so everything's good.
Oh, that's great. And it looks like, looking out your car window there, it looks like a beautiful day in Southern California.
Yeah, when I drove through the San Gabriel Valley earlier, it's still overcast up there near Santa Anita, and there was a little drizzle coming down the hill, but I think no rain for today, but I don't know how much that track had a chance to dry out based on what I saw.
Well, I know this, folks, that he's going back to Southern California, but only to repack and come back out here, because you'll be here on Wednesday for the shows here, right?
Yeah, I'm bringing the wife with me, so I had to come up and pick up the important package.
You better believe it, pal. By the way, you might want her to help you out handicapping too. She's pretty good there too. In any case,
I'm all ears.
In any case, we've got racing today at Santa Anita, as you say, I'm going to just ask you one question, get your pick, and then let you get back on the road. But first blush of the post positions for the Kentucky Derby. Any thoughts?
Well, the way the race was drawn, I think, you know, Bob Baffert took the worst of it, like John Hardoon said. And you've got speed, just real quick, you know, the post 1, 2, 4 all have speed. You have East Avenue and 12 that has speed. And I think Owen Almighty from post 20 probably has to go too. So I think a lot of hands are going to be forced right from the opening bell. So that ought to make for the pace to be at least legit, if not pretty hot.
Well, then we might want to look for stalkers and closers in that, but we'll get into that, of course, on Wednesday as we make our way through the Derby on Saturday. But we'll get a quick pick from you and let you get on the road again.
Let's go to Santa Anita, race number 5. Number 5, Mongolian Max, is down in class, but still not in for a claiming tag, so that's a positive sign. Thought he ran well against allowance horses last time. I thought the outside of that main track on that wet track yesterday was the place to be. There's speed to set him up. I can see him come running down the outside late at a price. 10-1 on the program, number 5, Mongolian Max, race 5, Santa Anita.
Number 5 in the 5th race at Santa Anita. So we got bookends in the early pick 5 of picks from Richie and John. Richie has the 6 in the first race. John Leno comes with the 5 in the 5th race. That today at Santa Anita. Don't forget, John did do his Linda report covering all the races. His usual Linda report, suggested late pick 4, and all that goody information. One comprehensive sheet already available right here at the South Point, but only at the South Point here in the gaming capital, free of charge for today's races. John, be safe on the rest of your journey, and we'll see you here bright and early Wednesday morning.
I'll see you there Wednesday, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz, standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. John's putting a lot of miles on there.
Yes, he is. He's, but not as many as Flavian Pratt is these days. That guy's all over the place.
Zoom, zoom, yeah. Well, you know, when you're great, you're in demand. That's the way it is.
Yes, absolutely. So. And he's young enough to you know, sleep on airplanes.
Yeah, you know.
Anyhow, did you take a look at the first blush of the post position draw?
Not yet, Ralph. As you know, we were very busy with some other matters yesterday and a full work schedule. And then, you know, Saturday night, the wife and I like to go do stuff. So not yet. But this afternoon, I'll settle in and see which horses are capable of challenging journalism.
Yes. And I can tell you right now that they say, by the way, journalism was to work out this morning at Churchill Downs, scheduled yesterday, but they canceled it because of the sloppy track. So Umberto Rispoli stayed there, and in fact, he got caught in Atlanta, couldn't get a connecting flight to get back to come back, so he just went back to Kentucky, and he's there working out journalism this morning. And everybody said that journalism has looked great there. He acclimated to the racetrack really good, so that helps.
That's great, but, you know, this is always the way it is. The really good horses, they're great athletes. They're fantastic physical specimens, and they wow you. They wow you even when they're 98%, you know. And you still need them to be like 99.5% to 100% to win the Kentucky Derby.
Well, I think that mostly, you know, you can get a horse ready and at his peak performance on Derby Day, but, boy, with 20 horses in that race, and you know that the judges kind of look away. It's like a rodeo out there for the less than 2 minutes, mostly, or close to 2 minutes anyhow. But you really need a lot of racing luck in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. You know, I look at the tapes of the Kentucky Derby afterwards pretty carefully over the years. I'm absolutely amazed at how cleanly run the races are. I'm just totally shocked at how, but I shouldn't be, because horses are pack animals, and they're very comfortable running in packs, and they seem to know how to order themselves. Of course, there's stuff going on, but it's so much less than what you would expect. And you know, of course, there's some rare occasions
we've got 30 seconds to get two picks. Let's get to the picks.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Aqueduct. We'll go to race number 2. We have number 1, Army Gal, the 1. We'll play the 1 over the 3, 5, 6. Reverse that only if you're absolutely forced to. 4 to 5 or better on this horse.
All right, the one second race, the one over 3, 5, 6 in reverse, the one in the second at the Big A and at Santa Anita.
We'll go to race number 3. We have Malibu Rocks, the 3 horse in the 3rd race, off the turf back onto the main track. The 3 over the 2, 4, 6, and 7. Reverse that for sure. I love the 3 at 5 to 1. Take 5 to 2 or better, but.
Okay, and you'll get it because it looks like a pretty balanced race as far as the morning line. The 3 over 2, 4, 6, 7 in reverse in the 3rd at Santa Anita. Always, we want to remind you of Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita today and all of Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, Jerry, it's Derby week next week, and hopefully by then you'll take a gander at what's going on in the Derby for us. In any case, one more thing to say, you can say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.
Shorts. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The first round of the NFL 2025 draft took place as the Tennessee Titans draft Cam Ward as number 1 overall from Miami. Jaguars snag Travis Hunter as the 2nd pick. The Giants take Abdul Carter. Will Campbell goes to the Patriots and Mason Graham to the Browns, rounding out the top 5. NBA playoff action is heating up as the Knicks take Game 3, now leading that series 2-1 over the Pistons after they get an on-the-road W by 2 points, 118-116. Thunder dominating the Grizzlies, now up 3-0 in that series. Thunder had a win on the road, 114-108 over Memphis. And the Clippers at home take the W against the Nuggets, leading their series